Okay, Chevra. Thank you all for bringing your Tanyas, like I tell you to do every week.
I forget it every week.
And for those of you listening on the airwaves, I'm proud of you for having your Tanyas out. Okay, Chevra, it's very intense what we're about to read. If you're wondering, I don't know if I'm sore for teaching this or not teaching this, whether I should or I shouldn't, but okay, Torah, here we go. If you're wondering, so what defines which level of neshama goes into a body when it's born? Right? So, like, how come that set of parents gets this person, that set of parents gets this person? I'm going to read through it very quickly. The level of Kedusha that's had in the mind and in the body in the moment of being together defines Hainu. Mishum she'in lecha nefesh ruach and neshama she'in la levush mi nefesh ta'atzmus avi v'ima. So it defines the level of neshama from whence it's drawn in Shemayim. He's explaining, however, that the madriga can be tali on the parents and their das.
30 seconds.
And their das. Wait. So. So that it comes that there's a, besides the neshama, okay, every neshama also has a levush ruchni, okay, that comes from the father and the mother. Remember how we discussed in the beginning how you have nefesh, ruch, neshama, that what we thought, you know, when you're a little kid, you just have the guf, and then you have the nefesh, right? And those two simple things, but it's not. Just like the guf has 613 parts, so too the neshama has at least 613 parts. So there's outer parts and inner parts. So there's an outer part, okay, that comes from the parents, from their mind. Kol ha-mitzvah she'oseh ha-kol al-yedei oso ha-levush. And every mitzvah that someone does comes by way of that levush. See, everyone does have bechira, but someone's natural netios to, like, go towards one thing or another. Someone's, you know, their natural inclinations, personality traits are different from when they're born. That's defined by the mind of the parents during the moment of conception. So they're able to pull down a higher outer part of the neshama that will kind of define someone's propulsion to do good or propulsion to do bad. Meaning, it's never bechira, but like you're just your propensity towards one thing versus your propensity towards another. Why one kid, you know, wakes up in the morning, screams out Muda'ani, and has the Netilas Yadayim next to this thing, right, and is Gibor Ke'ari Lasos Ritzon Kono, and another kid is like a whole one, right? So it's not anything inherently bad in them, it's just that one, the parents were able to be Zolcha to bring about this, and another not. Now, what those Kavanas are, and what Kedusha is, that is your Chas and Shmuz. Okay? It's all taloy on that levush, and even afilo hashefa shenosnin lo min shamayim hakol al yedei halevush hazeh. It's almost as if it's like the antenna of the neshama to how much siyata dishmaya you get, right? Like when we say, for example, that a shruz is the Rosh Hashanah for limud Torah, right? What does that mean? Like how much limud Torah you're gonna have over the rest of the year is defined on how much you learn over Shavuos. So then, like, it's not my fault I'm having a bad Seder. I was sick on Shavuos, right? No? So, what does that mean? We always have Bechira. How much Siyata de Shemaya we're going to have That's Lamala Menateva. Okay? So, you know, sometimes we naturally have more Isarusa de Le'ila, an awakening from above, when you feel like a tremendous, like, wow, I'm down. Waking up being down or being in a good mood is a gift from Shammai, right? Our natural state is to not necessarily have that. Our natural state is to not be down for things, but rather to be down as what we used to call it. Literally, I'm feeling down. It was never like... the imikadish is atzmo yamshich levush kadosh lenishmas beno. And if you're makdish yourself, so then in the moments of and then when one has a child, so he could, so his son could be even on a higher level of natural status, a natural ruchnia status. Afilu he neshama gedola tzricha lekiddush aviv. Even if you're going to be sent a huge neshama, right? A lot of times you have someone who has a huge neshama, but his propensities are towards things that are not so good. Right? What does it mean, a huge neshama? Meaning they have tremendous kochos. Tremendous kochos. They're able to sway an entire room towards one way or the other. Right? Sometimes they're the crazy person who sways the whole classroom towards not such good stuff. Sometimes they're able to, when they're on fire, they could sway it towards good. So the size of the neshama is not necessarily what's defined, but rather the levush, the his natural tendencies one way or the other are going to be. But as far as the size of the neshama and the potential of what he could become, you know, sometimes a huge neshama is given to like a very poshut person. But there is, you know, different levels of neshamas. That was the Alter Rebbe kind of telling us where, you know, why sometimes it comes to one person and not another person. And I think I'm going to skip the Haggah. We need to do that. Okay. Oof. So basically, just to summarize what Perek Beis is doing, because Perek Beis is saying, remember, everyone has a nefesh behemoth, this Perek Aleph, that everyone has this natural, this, you know, the instinctual part of ourselves, but that also gives us chiyus, but that will always draw us towards physical things and towards midos raos. And the yid has a natural midos tovos with that as rachmanis, right? Like we quote Bernie Sanders all the time. However, in Perek Beis, the author of it says, but you should know, you also have a chilek elokami ma'al mamish. You also have a piece of a kadosh baruch mamish. Now, remember how we said that was going to be problematic? How could you have a piece of Ein Sof, right? So that's now what the Haggah is going to be, okay? Also, Kimo Shekasov HaRambam, he writes earlier, which is that you know, that Hashem is the knower, and that is known. So this moment now is Hodu Lo Chachmei HaKabbalah, is where the Alter Rebbe says, you know how everyone likes to quote the Rambam and say that he was a rationalist and didn't, like, he wasn't Goris Kabbalah and stuff like that. This is the Alter Rebbe, but yet Chabad like holds by the Rambam like Leila Leila. There's a very intense connection between them. Hodu lo chachma Kabbalah k'moshe kasev b'pardes meharamak of Moshe Cordovero. Okay, and the Sefer Pardes says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof and has no gvul, and that's how he's able to be that which is known and that he who knows. Honestly, I don't know how much we could be able to bring out of this that's going to be able to be l'maisa. Gam lefi kabbalas ha'ari yitziva milsa, that the Arizal also was molded to this. Besod hislavshus or ein sof baruch hu al yedei tzimtzumim rabim bekelim chabad de'atzilos. Okay? So then, if Hashem is this is infinite, so then how does this world exist? And this is something that we've discussed before, which is the tzimtzumim, that it's not he himself that he's mitzantzim, but rather the clarity that he is Ein Sof. That is what's blocked. That is what's pressurized, what's contracted. The clarity that Hashem is Ein Sof into the kelim, like last night with the Aleph is, right? The Sfiros are the kelim. Into the kelim, the Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Das, the Atzilus. Ah, now we're mentioning new words. Vos means Atzilus. So there are four worlds: Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Okay, the three bottom ones are worlds that. What? Not necessarily reach or not reach, but remember how we discussed Shviras HaKelim last night? We discussed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that the very sending down of his oar into the Kelim broke the Kelim, and then they're rebuilt, and our job is to rebuild them through something called Tikkun. We tried to explain why Tikkun Olam was chapped a little bit. But also, the bottom three worlds are the worlds where things were broken and need to be built back up. The top world, Atzilus, like from the word Eitzel. What's Eitzel? So next to or? What? Well, that's Eishel. That's last week's parsha. So Eitzel also either means next to or like a cross. Right? This is Eitzel, that. What? Keneged, sometimes opposite. So Ze Eitzel Ze. So which one is it? Is it next to or is it opposite? Those are like the worst words to have mean the same thing. Now you chop the world of Atzilus a little bit. It's the bridge point between infinity and finite. It's not something we can really chop. It's both the place where Hashem created so that we can relate and exist, yet at the same time, it's impossible for us to relate to it. Right, like we said, the world of Pella, the world of beyond our understanding, the world of Aleph. That's why Atzilus starts with an Aleph. So to be Eitzel, something means to be next to it and against it. Why don't you tell me? Stop telling me. Leave it alone. It just keeps getting my attention. Okay, so this is the world of Atzilus. So now we're talking about Chachma, Bina, and Das. Every single one of these four worlds has all of the Kelim in it. So even when you're Mesakin, even when you fix all of your Kalim of Chachma, of Chesed, Ruah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, that's only in the Olam of Asiya. That's where you and I exist. There's a world above that, so where you have to have your Chachma, Bina, and Das, your Chesed, Ruah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus of Yetzira, and then Asiya. And by the way, if you look in Bereishis, you'll see the three words, Bria, Bara, Yotzer, and Asa. Those are the three words intertwined in all my sabrations. Okay? Because that's the world we're supposed to help pick up. That is not justice at all to these concepts, but this is where the Alter Rebbe puts this in. Ach lo lemala me'atzilus. However, the thing that's above Atzilus, which is the place of Ein Sof, we can't possibly understand. K'moshin yisbar b'makom acher, she'ein sof baruch hu, min rom misnas romas le'ein keitz l'mala mala, min mehus mibichinas chabad. Higher than any of our understandings can take, even higher than Chachma bin Andas, a place we call Keser, a place we call the above the brain, beyond understanding. That so much so that the highest world of understanding of Chachma and Bina and Das is considered like a physical thing next to Ein Sof, Ein Sof. It's very hard to learn or teach or even discuss something which in essence is describing the fact that we can't understand it. But it is explaining the pasuk of Kulam b'chokhma asisa. that Chachma, which is the highest of the Kelim, of the Sphiros, that we could potentially Chap, right? And we'll talk more about what the Koach of Chachma is in Perek Gimel. That's where he really starts to go into the Inyanim of like Avoda. Okay, now we discussed all the Rosh HaPrakim, now it's time to discuss the Avoda. That everything was done, B'chachma means once you get beyond this upper world, beyond our understanding and everything, now you have the Koach of Ma, the Koach of to be able to ask the first question. What is this? It's Koach. Chachma is Osios Koach Ma, the ability to question, wait, what is that? Okay, done.